Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, at the center of the world. Latitude zero, longitude zero. Planned by the Creator. Sisanthropus was the first man found on the earth. That earth was the motherland. We know that without total understanding of what happened in the past, it would be difficult to relate to the future. We know that within the structure of the music, there should be a message, and the message should be truth. So now, we give you Africa, the center of the world.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, this is Russell Lake. Hello? Hello? I don't know, but like I cannot hear the I don't hear you well.
Okay. I can't hear you very well.
Oh, now I
no se oye.
Voy a hacer un
ya tengo que contestar. Bien, buenas tardes. Este es mi segundo viaje a los Estados Unidos.
This is my second trip to the United States.
Y el objetivo en ambos ha sido el mismo.
And my role in this has been the same.
Dar a conocer la campaña de alfabetización.
To allow people to understand the literacy campaign.
Realizada en Cuba en 1961.
That began in Cuba in 1961.
y que está recogida en la película Maestra.
And that is shown in the documentary Maestra.
De la directora Catherine Murphy.
Catherine Murphy is the director. Ocurrió que la campaña de alfabetización tuvo impacto.
Bueno, la campaña de alfabetización estuvo dentro del programa del gobierno revolucionario.
The literacy campaign was within the program of the revolutionary government.
Pues en nuestro país había un gran número de personas que eran iletradas.
Because in my country there was a lot of people that were illiterate.
Y para poder desarrollar los planes futuros que tenía para el país, nuestro gobierno.
And our government, in order to carry out the future plans that they had for the country.
Fue de vital importancia realizar esta campaña.
It was of vital importance to carry out this campaign.
Mediante la cual el pueblo se preparó.
So that the people could be prepared.
Para poder asumir los roles imprescindibles.
To carry out their very important roles that they were going to have.
En una sociedad que iba a ser dirigida por el pueblo.
In a country that was going to be, in a society that was going to be led by the people.
Con relación al impacto que tuvo.
In relation to the impact that this had.
Fue muy importante, pues fue la primera vez.
It was very important
que la población del campo y de las ciudades se relacionaron de una manera estrecha.
That the have very close.
Fue la primera vez en la que los negros y los blancos comenzaron a hacer desaparecer el racismo en el país,
began to make racism in the country disappear,
al convivir y estar como familias
by living together as families,
durante todo el año de la alfabetización.
During the whole year of literacy.
Y además las mujeres
and then also women
fueron capaces de iniciar su independencia,
were able to start, initiating their independence,
al ir a desarrollar tareas fuera de su hogar,
carrying out outside their home.
Y a partir de ahí, bueno, pues toda la base, el cimiento de nuestra sociedad fue a partir de esta campaña.
You know, during the early 60s in Cuba, many youth took to becoming educators, and they took the literacy campaign real serious in terms of helping other people. How would the attitude able to be cultivated in such a young society?
Bien, en nuestro caso,
in our case,
ya se creó en los jóvenes el deseo marcado de ser solidario con aquellas personas que necesitaban.
Many young people were very marked to be have solidarity with others.
Y en este caso, bueno, pues fue enseñarles a leer y escribir.
And this case it was reading and writing.
Y a través de todos estos años nuestro país ha desarrollado una solidaridad.
And throughout all these years our country has carried out a lot of solidarity.
Con todos aquellos pueblos que necesiten de nosotros.
With all these people that need it from other countries.
Como por ejemplo en los aspectos de la salud.
For example, in healthcare.
Enviando médicos a diferentes países que así lo necesitan.
Sending doctors to places that need it.
Maestros.
Teachers.
Para desarrollar campañas de alfabetización en más de 30 países.
To carry out literacy campaigns in more than 30 countries.
Y mediante la cual ya existen más de 10 millones de personas.
And in the ones that we have assisted more than a million, ¿cuántos?
Que han aprendido más de 10 millones de personas.
More than 10 million people have learned to read and write.
Que han aprendido a leer y escribir.
More than 10 million have learned how to read and write.
Y así en muchos aspectos diferentes.
So in this way, in many different ways.
El pueblo cubano tiene escuelas donde graduamos médicos de otros países.
The Cuban people have schools where we graduate doctors from many countries,
incluidos inclusive los Estados Unidos,
including the United States.
You know, in terms of for your own personal interests, how did this program, the literacy project, impact you and your career and your choices that you made early in life?
Para ti, en tu propia vida,
cómo afectó la campaña de suavización?
Bueno, yo era muy pequeña.
I was very young.
Pero la campaña de alfabetización involucró a todo el país de una u otra forma.
But the literacy campaign affected the whole country in one way or the other.
Fue una tarea realmente compartida por todo el pueblo.
It was a task that the whole country participated in.
En la que cada persona tuvo su contenido.
In which each person had a part.
Su responsabilidad.
Their responsibility.
Por lo tanto, todos fuimos, todos nos sentimos, o sea, parte del éxito.
So we all felt part of the success.
De haber cumplido con esto, como había prometido Fidel en la ONU, en solo un año.
As Fidel had promised in at the United Nations, carried us out in 1 year.
Todas las alfabetizadoras de la película Maestras.
All the women who participated and that are shown in the movie Maestras.
Expresando el criterio que tienen todos los alfabetizadores en Cuba.
Explaining the criteria that all people who participated had in Cuba.
Manifestamos que la campaña nos marcó como personas.
Saying that the campaign marked us as people.
Decidiendo prácticamente el futuro de nuestras vidas.
Having a big impact on the future of our lives.
Pues en general la población cubana trata de transmitir los conocimientos.
Because the Cuban people tries to transmit the knowledge.
Por lo tanto, nos hemos sentido un poco maestras durante todo el resto de nuestras vidas.
So we have felt as teachers throughout our entire life.
You know, in terms of Cuba, when we look at the Cuban education system,
we
realize that, maturely speaking, they may not get a lot of money.
Que ustedes no tienen mucho dinero.
There seems to be a love
pero
for knowledge,
parece que hay un amor,
and they are willing to put the differences aside, financially,
a poner las diferencias
for the interest of developing society.
Financialmente en beneficio a la sociedad.
What took place in that social revolution to allow y'all to develop that kind of demeanor? That's in America.
En esa revolución socialista que les ayudó a desarrollar.
The young people would not pursue a career if they can't make money.
Porque en Estados Unidos la juventud no seguiría una carrera si no puede ganar dinero.
So what did you say to them in that kind of attitude?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que creó esa actitud?
Bueno, en primer lugar, el cubano por naturaleza es solidario.
In the first place, Cubans by nature have solidarity.
Y antes del triunfo de la revolución, sobre todo la clase pobre y la campesina, no tenía poder adquisitivo para tener una vida digna en muchas veces. Y bueno, pues fue la revolución la que hizo que las personas en esos inicios ya comenzaran a tener el derecho a la educación. A la salud, al trabajo. Y bueno, todas estas cosas hicieron que la población cubana aportara su mayor esfuerzo apoyando la revolución.
So all the people were able to put their best efforts in support of the revolution.
También con Cuba muchos países fueron solidarios.
So a lot of countries were all expressed solidarity with Cuba.
Y un poco que hemos pagado.
And in that sense we have paid.
Con nuestra propia actitud.
With our own attitude,
todo lo que hemos recibido de diferentes países en el mundo.
Everything that we have received as well from other countries of the world.
Y nos ha hecho también que de una manera voluntaria y satisfactoria podamos ayudar a los demás.
And it has made possible that in a satisfactory way and a voluntary way we've been able to help others.
Okay, so our listening audience, you are listening to Africa on the Move. We talking to our sister from Cuba, Sister Dallas.
No, hold on.
She's an educator. And one of the things she did was real interesting as a youth to participate in the literacy campaign. And it impacted her life in terms of making her develop a love for teaching and educating. And she is on a tour in the United States. And she shared experiences. What we want to do is try to get a better understanding of the Cuban system. realities, and no question, the impact of liberty. So we have the phone lines open. If you have any views or comments you'd like to access, sister, please dial 323-679-0841. I hit 1, 323-679-0841, and hit 1, and we will acknowledge your last four numbers. So we have somebody have a question right now. We can take caller. Okay, we can break in caller 6029. Caller 6029. Welcome to Africa on the Moon. Your question, comment to our guest. Yes, caller 6029.
Yes, I want to ask the sister. To what extent does the history, inequality in Cuban society, to what extent does that affect one's ability in terms of learning?
Can you repeat the question?
Can you repeat the question again, Carla?
Sure. I just want to know, one of the things is that, you know, people's history impacts emotionally, which impacts their ability to actually learn. To what extent does the history of inequality, particularly with the Baptist regime, to what extent has that impact on the people's ability to learn?
¿Qué impacto ha tenido para la gente aprender?
Tan temprano como el año 61 había muchas personas que eran totalmente iletradas.
Starting in 1961, there was a lot of people that were illiterate.
Pero en Cuba esta campaña continuó con el tiempo.
But in Cuba this campaign continued with time.
Y así fueron desarrollándose otras batallas por la educación en Cuba.
So other battles for literacy in Cuba were developed.
Donde primero se realizó una que se le llamó seguimiento, que llevaba al alumno hasta tercer grado.
Which the first one was followed up to give people the literacy to third grade.
En los siguientes años,
the following years,
se llevaron el nivel de escolaridad del pueblo al sexto grado.
They carried out another campaign to raise the literacy level to the sixth grade education.
Y más adelante al noveno grado.
And then later on to the ninth grade education.
O sea, que fue todo un proceso, la evolución de las personas, las que hicieron que con su esfuerzo personal y la voluntad del gobierno.
So it made it possible that with your own efforts and the impulse from the government,
formando maestros, construyendo escuelas,
forming by educating teachers and building schools,
hicieron que prácticamente todo el pueblo de Cuba ya tiene en este momento un alto nivel cultural.
I made it possible for the entire people of Cuba to have a high level of culture.
Another question response, Carlo?
Yeah, just one more question. Let me ask you, in terms of, you know, Cuba is it's not a heterogeneous society. So how do the Cubans handle the fact that you got those Cubans of African descent, those Cubans of mixed descent, those Cubans of European descent? How do you manage to hold it all together and create an environment in which all can learn? What is the key?
¿Cómo es posible que todos puedan aprender?
Bien, en primera, nuestro estado, indiscutiblemente, nosotros somos una población mestiza.
First of all, we're a mixed country.
Nosotros tenemos herencia, bueno, de los esclavos negros que vinieron del África y los españoles que eran blancos.
We have people from the descendants of the slaves that were brought and the Spaniards who were white.
Tenemos también parte de los indios que estaban en Cuba cuando llegaron los españoles.
We also have some mixture of the Indians that were in Cuba when the Spaniards arrived.
Y actualmente nuestra población está mezclada totalmente.
And our population is very mixed.
Y no hay diferencias de ningún tipo, ni para estudiar, ni para trabajar.
And there's no differences for studying or for working.
O sea, de una manera consciente, la población cubana se ha ido integrando.
So in a conscious manner, the Cuban population has integrated.
In terms of the issue of race in Cuba, many times they still want to say that racism exists in Cuba. How do you see this whole question of racism in Cuba and how it manifests itself one way or another?
Bien, nosotros mantenemos
We maintain
una atención especial
special attention
con diferentes aspectos de la sociedad
with different aspects of society.
Entre ellos están el racismo, la homofobia,
including the
la violencia contra la mujer y la niña,
homophobia, violence against women,
el VIH-Sida,
HIV/AIDS,
el homosexualismo,
homosexuality.
O sea, todas estas son aspectos que en los que se trabaja en la sociedad cubana, porque bueno, no somos una sociedad perfecta.
We discuss all these things about aspects of Cuban society because we're not a perfect society.
Tenemos aún muchas cosas que debemos mejorar.
We have a lot of things that we want to be better. We want to make better.
Y socialmente se está trabajando.
And socially we are working.
En el rescate de los valores en los jóvenes.
To the rescue of social values among young people.
En la educación a la población.
Education of our population.
Y muchos de estos temas se tocan también en los programas de educación en los distintos niveles.
And we discuss these things out in education level in many areas.
Okay. We'll bring
another
Carlos.
Quick question, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead, Carla.
Let me ask the sister Griselda, what is the most difficult obstacle in terms of getting people to learn to read and write?
Can you repeat that again, Carla?
What is the most difficult obstacle in terms of getting people to be able to read and write?
Bueno, nuestra población estaba viviendo fundamentalmente el campesinado en lugares muy recónditos.
Our population, the peasantry, was in very far away places.
O sea, no fue fácil llegar hasta esos lugares intrincados.
Places that were very hard to reach.
En los que no había electricidad.
Where there was no electricity.
Ni caminos transitables.
Nor a path that were you could walk to.
Ni condiciones higiénicas en aquel momento.
And they were lacking sanitary conditions.
Y bueno, nuestros jóvenes tuvieron que salir de una vida adaptada en las ciudades.
So our young people had to leave a life that was adapted to the city.
Donde tenían las comodidades propias de esos lugares.
Where they had all the goods of that area.
Y tuvieron que dirigirse a lugares completamente diferentes a los que estaban acostumbrados.
And they had to go to areas very different to what they were accustomed to.
Nuestros alfabetizadores, inclusive, laboraban con los campesinos durante todo el día.
And the young people who went as teachers went and also worked in the countryside with the peasants during the day.
Y en general las clases se impartían después por la noche.
And then classes were given at night.
O sea, fue un gran sacrificio en ese aspecto.
So it was a big sacrifice in that manner.
Y además, bueno, en otro muy importante, el riesgo que tuvieron nuestros alfabetizadores.
And then in another aspect, the risk that some of our teachers had.
Pues durante la campaña existían en las montañas de algunos lugares de Cuba.
Because in the mountains there existed in some parts of Cuba.
Insurgentes que estaban en contra de la revolución.
Insurgents who were against the revolution.
Inclusive asesinaron alfabetizadores.
And they even killed some of the teachers.
Eso fue algo muy difícil, que en vez de amedrentar a los jóvenes.
And that was a very difficult thing, and but instead of frightening the students,
lo que hizo fue darles más valor para que continuaran desarrollando la campaña.
What it did was give them more courage to continue carrying out the campaign.
Respond back, caller. Any response?
No, that's it. Thank you.
We thank you, caller. Again, you're listening to a special program, Africa on the Move. We have an educator with us from Cuba. The sister's traveling around the country, speaking about the Cuba Literacy Project. And not only its impact in Cuba, but throughout the world. Speaking of its impact throughout the world, what makes this particular project so successful by being able to export it to other countries? Talk about that.
Bien, en Cuba, en el 2001,
in 2001 in Cuba,
a solicitud de Fidel, la doctora Leonela Reyes,
Dr. Leonela Reyes, asked by Fidel Castro,
confecciona un programa llamado Yo Si Puedo,
creates a program called I Can Do It,
mediante el cual se han alfabetizado,
through which we have taught,
como decía, más de 10 millones de personas,
more than 10 million people, as I was saying before, taught to read and write.
Este programa tiene como objetivo,
this program has as a objective,
preparar a las personas mayores de 15 años,
to prepare people who are older than 15,
para darles una idea básica general,
to give them a basic idea,
y alfabetizarlos,
and teach them to read and write,
con vistas a que se incorporen,
so they can become part of,
en la construcción de la sociedad en su país,
the construction of society in their own countries,
independientemente del sistema social que puedan tener,
independent of the social system that they live in.
Este programa se ha llevado a más de 30 países.
This program has been taken to more than 30 countries.
Y se ha preparado en muchos idiomas, inclusive en dialectos indígenas.
And it has been prepared in many languages, including some indigenous languages.
You know, Sister Gonzalez, you have been able to travel to different cities and states in the United States. Share a little bit of your experiences of what you have observed, what you have seen, and how your trip has gone, your tour has been going so far.
Bien, la experiencia en esta gira ha estado dado porque he encontrado un pueblo norteamericano.
The experience has been because I've found a North American people, U.S. population,
muy solidario con Cuba.
That is very, has a lot of solidarity with Cuba.
Con su causa.
With Cuba's cause,
que están en contra del bloqueo,
who are against the blockade,
y que admiran las condiciones que tiene el pueblo de Cuba en este momento con relación a la salud y la educación.
And that admires the conditions of Cuba in terms of education and healthcare.
Y bueno, en conversación con ellos les he explicado todas las deficiencias y las dificultades que tenemos en Cuba.
And in some conversations I've explained the difficulties that we have, what's going on in Cuba.
Que son cosas en las que se debe seguir trabajando para poder perfeccionar la sociedad.
Things that we need to keep working on to be able to perfect our society.
He contactado con maestros.
I've talked to teachers.
Con trabajadores.
Workers.
Y bueno, realmente veo que al fin y al cabo nuestros pueblos son iguales.
And in the end, our people are very similar.
En muchas de las necesidades.
In things that we need.
En muchos aspectos espirituales como tal.
And spiritually.
O sea, son buenas personas preocupadas por el resto del mundo.
They are very good people who are worried about the rest of the world.
Y bueno, que necesitan también aquí mejorar, en definitiva, sobre todo la clase más humilde, mejorar sus condiciones.
And especially among the more humble people that want to better their own conditions.
Yeah, listen to Africa on the Move right now. We're going to take a station break. We'll come back with our sister Gonzalez Acarel Cabrera. She is an educator, and she specializes in this whole question of literacy. She has a whole long history of teaching literacy to people, helping them learn how to read and write. And we'd like to open up our phone lines. This is one of the few chances you have a chance to talk to someone directly from Cuba, where you can get primary information from a primary source. So we're going to pause for this call. When we come back, we invite you to call in 323-679-0841. Any comments or questions that you may have for our guests. So we'll take this break on Africa the Move, and we'll be right back. Cuba, get a primary perspective on someone who lives in Cuba. Now, what I want to ask our guests, what were the conditions that led to the literacy campaign?
Bien. Para llevar a cabo la campaña de alfabetización,
to carry out the literacy campaign,
fueron necesarias dos aspectos fundamentales.
Two fundamental things were necessary.
El primero, bueno, pues fue la disposición de todo el pueblo.
First of all, was the willingness of the whole people.
De llevar a cabo una tarea tan grande como esa.
To carry out such a large task.
A pesar de los sacrificios que eso conllevara.
Even with all the sacrifices that this carried.
Y otro aspecto fundamental y muy decisivo fue.
And another very important aspect.
La voluntad política del gobierno.
The political will of the government.
De desarrollar esta campaña.
To carry out this campaign.
A pesar de la escasez de los recursos que teníamos.
In spite of the lack of resources that we had.
O sea, un gobierno prácticamente incipiente.
A new government.
Pues la revolución había triunfado en enero del 59.
Because the revolution had happened in January of 1959.
Y sin embargo fue casi que a partir de su triunfo que se comenzó a preparar.
So it was right after that success that we began to prepare.
Toda la logística para realizar la campaña.
The logistics to carry out the campaign.
O sea, comenzaron en el Ministerio de Educación a preparar los programas para poder desarrollar las clases.
The Ministry of Education started the programs to carry out the classes.
Las metodologías con que teníamos que trabajar nosotros los alfabetizadores.
Booklets and methodology that we had to carry out as the teachers.
A partir de ahí después, bueno, pues fue la confección de toda la base material de estudio.
Carrying out all the materials, to creation of all the materials for the studies.
Y todo lo demás, los uniformes, las botas para trabajar.
And everything else, the boots, the uniforms, everything we needed to work.
O sea, todo lo que fue necesario para poder desarrollar la campaña.
Everything that was needed to be able to carry out this campaign.
Que por supuesto fueron los recursos mínimos imprescindibles.
Which, of course, it was the minimal things that were needed that were very necessary.
También hubo gran cantidad de compañeros dedicados al aseguramiento de la alimentación.
There was a number of people that were part of making sure that the teachers that were
la transportación,
food, that there was transportation.
Y todo lo que requirió la atención a esos alfabetizadores.
And all the things that these young people that were teachers were going to need.
O sea, fue voluntad del gobierno cubrir todas esas necesidades.
So it was the will of the government to be able to provide all these necessities.
Para poder lograr el éxito que se tuvo.
So that we could have the success that we had.
You know, in terms of this campaign, when it first started, how did it impact women? What were women participation? How did they play a role in this campaign?
Bueno, en esta campaña las mujeres fuimos mayoría.
Well, the women were the majority in this campaign.
O sea, aproximadamente el 52% fuimos mujeres.
About 52% of the teachers were women.
Imaginen una ciudad, una población como la de Cuba.
Imagine in a population like Cuba.
Donde la mujer estaba concebida para estar en su casa.
Where women were,
dirigida por la familia.
Were taught that their role was in the home.
Y más adelante cuando
family,
se casaba.
And when they were married.
Estar dirigida por su esposo.
To be led around by their husbands.
Y fue la primera vez que las mujeres, jóvenes además.
And it was the first time that women, especially young women,
acometieron una tarea de tal envergadura,
carried out such a great task,
lejos de sus casas,
far away from their houses,
si las condiciones higiénicas necesarias, porque bueno, las mujeres requieren una, o sea, más higiene personal, y fueron para lugares donde no existía nada de eso.
And this, with taking into account that women have special sanitary needs, and where they were sent were often places where they didn't have those sanitary conditions.
Y la campaña comenzó a darle a las mujeres la posibilidad de pensar por sí misma y decidir su futuro.
This campaign allowed women the possibility of thinking about their own futures and their and a certain liberty to function.
Por eso es que muchas, a partir de la campaña, se propone por el Estado la incorporación a becas de estudio.
So after the literacy campaign, the state proposes scholarships to continue studying.
Y muchas mujeres se incorporaron a ellas.
And many women took advantage of these.
Y eso ha traído como consecuencia que en este momento la mayor parte de los profesionales en Cuba son mujeres.
And as a consequence, this has created a condition where the vast majority of the professionals in Cuba are women.
O sea, la campaña fue el punto de partida para la independencia de la mujer en Cuba.
So the literacy campaign was the beginning of women becoming independent.
Okay, in the area of youth in general, how did it impact the youth, men and women? I saw one of your documentaries that you using on your tour. Well, talk about it creates sometimes schism between men and women. Can you talk about some of these issues that came about as a result of women wanting to learn and maybe the men weren't so willingly?
Bueno, con relación a los conflictos por diferencias de género.
Well, as far as conflicts due to gender differences.
En nuestra sociedad había grandes problemas, inclusive muy pocas mujeres trabajaban.
In our society, very few women, for example, worked outside.
Antes de la revolución.
Before the revolution.
La mujer fundamentalmente era ama de casa.
Women were housewives. For the most part.
Se dedicaba a atender a sus hijos, al esposo.
They had to take care of their children and their husbands.
Y es a partir del inicio de la revolución, el finalizar la campaña.
And it's the campaign and the end of the campaign.
Cuando las mujeres comienzan un desarrollo en ascenso en la sociedad.
Where women begin a development that rises their level in society.
O sea, comienzan las explosiones de matrícula, fundamentalmente de hembras en muchos casos.
So, more women start going to school.
Que estudiaron carreras de ingeniería, salieron a estudiar al exterior.
They study engineering, they go and study abroad.
Muchas se incorporaron a escuelas pedagógicas.
Many took higher studies and investigations.
Escuelas que la formaron como investigadora.
Research institutions.
Y hoy en día, por ejemplo, nuestro Instituto de Biotecnología tiene muchas mujeres trabajando como científicas.
And now many of our scientists in biotechnology are women.
Con un alto nivel de profesionalidad.
With a high degree of professionalism.
O sea, la campaña también fue el punto de partida para estos logros que ha tenido la mujer en Cuba.
So the literacy campaign was a starting point for the advances of women.
So, Cazado, in terms of looking at response from the movie that you've been showing throughout your tour, what kind of response have you noticed from the youth in America who have been exposed to that particular film? How do they relate to the film? Well, first of all, talk about the film a little bit for those who haven't seen it and the name of it.
La película se llama Maestras.
The film is called
Maestras.
Y fue
hecha por la directora Catherine Murphy, que es norteamericana.
And it's a documentary made by Catherine Murphy, a U.S. filmmaker.
Y es una película específicamente para el pueblo norteamericano.
It is a movie documentary made specifically for the North American audience.
Y para que sea de conocimiento, una campaña como esa
so that you learn about such a campaign.
Llevada a cabo por todo un pueblo y en un año.
Carried on by a whole people and in 1 year.
O sea, es un testimonio de varias de las maestras que participamos en la campaña.
It's a documentary by various teachers that participated in this campaign.
Y bueno, sus vivencias y el impacto que causó en ellas hasta definir su futuro en la vida.
Starting from the impact it had on them, how they lived, and then how it affected their futures.
Narra anécdotas de en lo que ellas estaban enseñando.
They speak about what they were teaching.
Imágenes de los lugares donde estuvieron los alfabetizadores.
Images of where they were stationed.
Donde se ve, bueno, las diferentes dificultades.
So you see the difficulties.
Se ven imágenes porque la invasión que tuvimos de en Girón, que fue del 17 al 19 de abril del 61.
So you see the impact also of the difficulties caused by the Bay of Pigs invasion, the Playa Girón, which was from the 15th to the 17th of April.
Se realizó en pleno desarrollo de la campaña.
It was in the middle of the literacy campaign.
O sea, todas estas cosas, cuando los jóvenes ven aquí, por ejemplo, el asesinato de Manuel Esconce, que fue un alfabetizador.
So the young people see that one of the teachers, Manuel Esconce, was assassinated.
Que fue asesinado por insurgentes que estaban en las montañas.
And he was assassinated by insurgents who were in the mountains.
Y al ver que los maestros eran representantes de la educación en Cuba.
And when they see that the teachers were representatives of education in Cuba.
Pues los alfabetizadores no estaban armados, eran simplemente un ejército de maestros.
Because teachers weren't armed, they were just an army of teachers.
Cuando todas estas cosas se ven en la película, pues los jóvenes norteamericanos quedan muy impresionados.
So the young people in the U.S. come away very impressed by all this.
Y ellos comprueban que realmente tienen toda la fuerza enorme que tienen los jóvenes donde quieran.
And they show that they have the strength that all young people have, no matter where they are.
Para poder llevar a cabo campañas como esta en bien de su pueblo.
To carry out campaigns such as this one in the benefit of their own people.
O sea, ellos primero cuando empiezan a ver la película piensan como que es algo casi que imposible.
When they begin to see this movie, maybe they think that something like this is impossible.
Sin embargo, quedan convencidos del entusiasmo inclusive con que los jóvenes realizamos esta tarea.
But they become convinced by the enthusiasm of the young people that we carried out this campaign.
Hacen preguntas para que explicárseles cómo es que logró la juventud hacer una cosa tan grande como esa.
They ask questions to try to understand how is it possible that the young people carried out such a great task.
Y realmente al ser un testimonio, pues ellos quedan bastante impresionados.
And as a documentary, they become quite impressed.
Inclusive se da el caso de jóvenes que cuando ven la película deciden ser maestros.
Including some young people that decide to be teachers after seeing the documentary.
Eso es algo muy bello que he podido comprobar y que me ha llenado de satisfacción.
That is something that I've been able to see and has filled me with a lot of joy.
Cruzado, explain the philosophical differences between how Cuba viewed the concept of education in the context of the social system and how education is viewed in the context in Western countries under capitalism. Why did y'all choose the social model when it comes to the whole aspect of interest of education?
Escogieron el modelo social en términos de la
educación. Bueno, en primer lugar, en Cuba existía la propiedad privada sobre la educación. Había muchas escuelas que eran privadas.
In the first place, in Cuba, education was mostly a private thing. It was in the hands of private property.
Había carencia de escuelas y de maestros en todo el país, sobre todo en los campos.
There was a lack of teachers in the whole country, but especially in the countryside.
Y dentro de las medidas que se toman en el país, bueno, pues fue llevar los cuarteles militares a escuela.
So one of the things that was done is, as one of the measures that was taken is to take the military barracks and become schools.
Y de ahí existe, por ejemplo, todavía está Ciudad Libertad, que está en La Habana, que era el cuartel militar Colombia.
So, for example, the military barracks Colombia is in Havana and is now Ciudad Libertad, Liberty City.
Donde radicaba el gobierno de la tiranía que estaba en mi país antes de triunfar la revolución.
Where the dictatorship, this is where the dictatorship had their residences before the revolution.
Entonces, al triunfar la revolución, ya se decide, y a partir de ahí y hasta hoy, la educación en Cuba es obligatoria hasta los 18 años y totalmente gratuita.
So, starting from there, and from the revolution, decided that education will be mandatory till you're 18, and it's completely free.
O sea, nuestros estudiantes llegan inclusive a graduarse de carrera universitaria sin haber costeado su carrera.
And including universities are completely free, and our students graduate without having any debt.
Y solo se les exige por parte del gobierno asistir 3 años a un servicio social para revertir en el pueblo lo que este invirtió en su preparación.
So the only thing they're asked to do is to spend 3 years in the service to in different services of organized by the government to pay back what was invested in their education.
O sea, son ubicados donde sea necesario.
So they are placed where they are needed.
En comunidades, en ciudades, en los campos, donde sea necesario.
In different communities, in the city, in the countryside, wherever it is that those young people are needed.
Por un periodo de 3 años, aunque están devengando el salario que les corresponda.
And this is and they are placed there in addition, and they also collect their salary, of course.
My sister, as an educator, when we look at the Cuban model, what can U.S. educators learn from it? What things can they learn from the model?
Bueno, lo primero pienso que sea que es una pena que aquí los estudiantes tengan que pagar tanto por una carrera.
The first thing is I think it's a shame that here students have to pay so much to have their career.
Eso, y estoy analizándolo, bueno, como cubana, yo no soy política, simplemente estoy hablando como maestra.
I'm not speaking as a politician, I'm speaking just simply as a teacher.
Debe ser terrible estudiar para al fin y al cabo trabajar usted el día de mañana para su propio pueblo.
It must be terrible that to be studying and then having to work for your own people.
Y que cuando terminen sus carreras tengan una deuda tan enorme.
And then when they finish their careers, they have such an enormous debt.
Sin contar el sacrificio que han tenido que hacer los padres.
Without taking into account the sacrifice that parents also made,
para que sus hijos logren ser universitarios,
so that their children could go to the university.
Yo sé que aquí existen y es muy bueno sistemas de becas.
I know that there are some scholarships in the United States, and some are good.
Con las cuales verdaderamente ayudan a muchos estudiantes.
And many students are helped by these.
Eso es muy bueno.
That's very good.
Pero el problema es que todos los estudiantes debieran tener iguales.
But it seems to me that all students should have the same rights.
Lo otro que creo que me admira mucho es la calidad de las escuelas aquí, la parte material.
I also admire the material aspect of some of the schools here.
O sea, hay bellas escuelas con muchos recursos, con la tecnología moderna, muy necesaria.
There are many schools with modern equipment and the necessary technology.
Los profesores son dignos de admirar.
With very admirable teachers.
Porque donde quiera, en todos los estados, realizan una labor encomiable con sus estudiantes.
Because they carry out really commendable work with their students.
Son muy preocupados por su formación, por sus conocimientos.
The teachers worry about the students' knowledge and their, you know, their learning.
O sea, me llevo la mejor impresión de los profesores de los Estados Unidos.
So I'm leaving with very favorable impression of the teachers of the United States.
Y así también como de los estudiantes.
As well, I am impressed by the students.
Y he estado en escuelas donde han sido de negros solamente.
And I've been in schools that have been majority black.
Y en escuelas que han sido mixtas.
Mixed schools.
Y es una pena porque, bueno, en mi país, todas las personas de toda la raza.
And it's a shame because in my country, all students of all races
estudian en las mismas escuelas.
Study in the same schools.
O sea, no hay ningún tipo de división.
There are no divisions.
Porque para nosotros, todas las personas son iguales.
Because for us, all people are the same.
Sister Gonzalo, when I can give you the last 3-4 minutes, I want you to speak to the world. As relates to Cuba, what would people see? What would they experience when they come to Cuba? Because if we look at the West, they cuss and say all kinds of bad things about Cuba. Let's set this record straight. What would they see when they come to Cuba? What would they feel? So talk to the world, what is Cuba? You have 4 minutes, all yours.
Bien, yo no me asombro cada vez que hablo con alguien que ha ido a Cuba y siempre quiere ir de nuevo.
I am not surprised by people who have gone to Cuba and always want to go back.
Me he encontrado con personas que han ido reiteradamente.
I've met people who have gone many times.
Y aunque ven un país con muchas carencias económicas,
and though they see a country that has a lot of material, has a lot of material things,
todos dicen que disfrutan de una estancia feliz.
They say that they spend a very wonderful
con un pueblo muy solidario y muy alegre,
with a people that are very friendly, very welcoming, very happy,
y que a pesar de nuestras carencias,
and despite our lack of material things,
que son bastante,
which are great,
en el aspecto material. Tenemos situaciones, por ejemplo, difíciles del estado de las viviendas.
We have, for example, difficult things
con nuestro salario,
with our salaries, with the state of our housing.
O sea, tenemos una cantidad, el transporte no es suficiente. O sea, tenemos muchas cosas que realmente nos golpean en el aspecto material.
We have a lot of things that really are lacking in material aspects.
Y eso lo percibe todo el que nos visita.
And everyone who visits us will see that.
Pero bueno, en general somos una población feliz en el sentido de la solidaridad, de la alegría de pueblo.
But in general, we're a population that is content, that is has solidarity, that looks at other people with solidarity,
que siempre tratamos de brindar lo mejor de nosotros mismos,
that always tries to give the best of what we have,
aunque en ocasiones haya muchas cosas que nos hagan falta,
even though there's a lot of things that we lack.
Pero bueno, nuestros niños son felices, corren, juegan juntos.
But our children are happy, they run around, they play together.
Es un país en el que no hay, no sé, matanzas como esas que desgraciadamente ocurren aquí.
It's a country where you don't see the type of assassinations like we saw here.
Que son cosas muy tristes para el mundo entero, no es solo para aquí, para los Estados Unidos.
Things that are sad for the entire world, not just for here, for the United States.
Ver cómo mueren personas inocentes porque, no sé, las personas tienen armas que pueden utilizar en mal de los demás.
To see how innocent people are killed because somebody comes in with a machine gun and kills a bunch of people.
Eso no pasa en Cuba. En Cuba las personas pasean libremente por las aceras, por las calles.
That doesn't happen in Cuba. You see people walking around the streets happily and on the sidewalk.
Sin ningún tipo de peligro en lo que se puedan ver involucrados en algún problema.
Without ever feeling that they're going to be part of anything dangerous.
Vivimos en un país maravilloso con relación al clima.
We live in a wonderful country with a wonderful climate.
O sea, todo el que va y ve nuestras playas, nuestras ciudades, siempre tiene deseos de regresar de nuevo.
So anyone who goes and visits our beaches, our cities, always wants to come back.
Y bueno, yo por donde quiera que yo he estado en todas las conferencias, siempre les digo que Cuba está abierta a todo el que quiera ir a verla.
So I tell everybody in the conferences that Cuba is open to anybody who wants to go visit.
Y a conocer la verdadera realidad de Cuba en la misma ciudad.
And to go and live the real reality of Cuba in its cities.
Que allí van a ver todas las carencias que tenemos, pero también van a ver ese pueblo que les digo que los va a acoger con todo cariño.
You will see all the things that we lack, but you will also see a people that will welcome you with a lot of affection.
Y bueno, quisiera de verdad que mi país no tuviera ningún tipo de problema con ningún país de ningún sistema.
So I would wish that my country does not have any difficulties with any country, no matter what the social system.
Que nos lleváramos bien todos los países, todos los seres humanos.
That all countries got along and that all human beings got along.
Y compartiéramos de manera amorosa lo que nosotros tenemos con los demás.
And to share in a friendly way what we have with everyone else.
And Sister Gonzalez, we'd like to thank you for coming forward and sharing your experiences with our listening audience and the world. And for those who would like to get a copy of your film, and for those who maybe like to invite you back into the United States, how would they do that? Yes. For those who would like to invite her back into this country, how would they be able to get in touch with her and get a copy of the film?
Por el, la dirección doble.
Okay, see, what we can do is for those who are interested in contact with her, please email africaonthemove2@gmail.com and we will provide you with the information. Right now, we got to thank her for sharing her contributions, trying to find the address, and we got to remind you that Africa on the Move is a weekly program, so every Sunday, www.aaa-cubatours.com. For more information, you can catch our sister. You can go to the website www.maestrathefilm.org. Let me call it back to you. It's website www.maestrathefilm.org. Until next time, we see you on Sunday. Let's strive to go forward, ever backwards, double. This has been a special program on Africa on the Move, and we'll see you next Sunday. We thank you for allowing us to come to your home this evening.